Now let's look at the topic of forward exchange rates. Let's start with the notion of the spot exchange rate. That's when you make a transaction today and buy one currency with another. The forward rate is different. That's when you agree to make a transaction, say, 3 or 6 or 9 or 12 months from now, and you agree on what the price will be, say, a year out, but the actual currencies aren't traded until the contract comes due. Let's consider an example with the Indian rupee and the US dollar. You might imagine there's a spot rate of, say, 60 to 1 today, 60 rupees for 1 US dollar. You could also have a forward rate of 65 to 1 for a transaction 1 year out. That is, if you enter into this forward contract, when the end of the year is up, you will be delivering 65 rupees in return for 1 US dollar, or delivering 1 US dollar for 65 Indian rupees, depending on which side of the transaction you have taken. Individuals have a few reasons why they might make forward exchange transactions. One of those simply is risk. Perhaps you'll be bringing money back from India a year from now because of your business, and you're not sure a year out what the exchange rate will be, and you may want to lock in a particular rate, and so you will make a forward exchange transaction, guaranteeing for your Indian rupees a year from now what kind of dollar rate you can get. Alternatively, you may be making a forward transaction simply to speculate in foreign exchange markets. You may feel you have a better notion of what the rate will be 1 year out, and if you can lock into a rate that is, say, 65 to 1, but you believe that a year from now the actual rate will be 70 to 1, well, when the time comes and you need to deliver your rupees at a rate of 65 to 1, you can be buying them up at 70 to 1, deliver at 65 to 1, and make that profit on the arbitrage. By the way, there is one general truth about forward exchange rates, and that is, if a forward exchange rate shows depreciation, then the nominal interest rate on that currency must be proportionately higher. We mostly don't cover that in this video because we have a whole other video on covered interest parity devoted to that topic. The economics literature devotes a lot of attention to the question of whether forward rates in fact predict future spot rates. Let's see how this plays out. So imagine you have a rupee to US dollar spot rate of 60 to 1 and a forward rate for 1 year out of 65 to 1. You might then wonder, well, say, come a year from now when we're going to have a new spot rate, will that new spot rate be better predicted by 60, the original spot rate, or better predicted by 65, which was the forward rate at the very beginning? What we find in the data very often is that that new spot rate 1 year later is actually better predicted by 60 than by 65. So you might wonder, if you're dealing in the forward market at the beginning of our example, why might you be selling your rupees forward at this rate of 65 to 1 at the beginning of our period? Because you could simply wait, and on average, you'll still be able to sell them at the rate of something like 60 to 1 after 1 year has passed. This is sometimes in the literature called the forward premium puzzle, and again, on related topics, also see our video on uncovered interest parity. To the extent that the future spot rate is better predicted by the current spot rate than by the current forward rate, it then may be the case that exchange rates are what are called a random walk. Just as a final small point, you may sometimes, when you read, see a distinction between futures contracts and forward contracts for foreign exchange. For most of our purposes, this is not a significant difference. The futures contract is one which is standardized and traded on an organized exchange. The forward contract is defined as one which is customized, and very often it is for larger amounts and done through the banking system. But in terms of the general economic theory of how futures and forward transactions work, well, that's going to be pretty much the same. For further sources, of course, just Google forward exchange rate. Also see our videos on covered and uncovered interest parity for a better sense of how nominal interest rates fit into this analysis. You can Google forward exchange premium, or put that in scholar.google, and also the question, are exchange rates a random walk?